Good morning. It is Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. The time is 10:03 a.m. This is the public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code, WAC 458-20-277, titled Certified Service Providers Compensation. My name is Matthew Largent, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. I am the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz and his role as the department's rules coordinator, Keith Backus, management analyst, who will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Due to the governor's November 15th, 2020 Stay Safe, Stay Healthy proclamation, current statewide restrictions prevent us from holding this public meeting in person. Therefore, we are conducting this meeting telephonically, and we do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. For purposes of this of the record, at this time, we would appreciate if any attendees would identify themselves, who they are representing, and whether they will be testifying during today's meeting. It does not appear that there are any other attendees. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 21-02-051 on January 4th, 2021, and by notification to interested parties. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to adopt any proposed amendments to WAC 458-20-277, referred to in this meeting as Rule 277. Electronic copies of this rule are available. If you do not receive a copy, please contact Keith Backus at keithd@dor.wa.gov if you'd like a copy of the proposed rule revision. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. The rule as proposed is written in the legislative drafting style. New language is underlined and language to be deleted is shown by strikeout. We will consider any comments received pertaining to possible amendment to Rule 277. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. My email address is matthewl@dor.wa.gov. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the code revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested parties. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the code revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the code revisor with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening the meeting for comments, I will briefly outline the key points in the preliminary rule draft. The department proposes to update Rule 277 in the following ways: to incorporate changes to the certified service provider contract adopted by the Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board that became effective January 1st, 2021, and to explain the role and responsibilities of certified service provider, and to explain the monetary allowances due to a CSP, certified service provider, with respect to specified sellers collecting and remitting retail sales and use tax in Washington. We will now proceed to the comment portion of the meeting. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization you are representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. If you have written testimony, please provide the testimony by sending an email to matthewl@dor.wa.gov. Thank you. Still do not have any other attendees or are not any comments. Thank you for participating. The time is 10:09 a.m. and the public meeting for Rule 277 is now adjourned.